Even before the borough issue came up on the council agenda, Petersburg resident and city employee Kari Peterson spoke to it in public comments. Peterson focused on the proposed northern boundary, which extends up to include Holcomb Bay and butts against Juneau's southern boundary. In response to Petersburg's petition, the Juneau Borough Assembly is now working on a competing petition to annex roughly half the territory within Petersburg's proposed boundaries, all the way south to Cape Fanshawe. Peterson said she hadn't made up her mind on the issue yet, but she thought the councillors needed to do a better job of justifying why the contested area should be in a Petersburg borough.
I would like us to better articulate our reasons. It seems like the reason that has been stated isn't very strong. I mean, other than the fishing reason, you know, yeah, that needs to be elaborated on. But other than that, it doesn't seem like our argument is that much to stand on, and I would like to see it elaborated on, because I do think that we do have some good reasons for being interested in that land.
Petersburg officials have cited the location of Juneau's existing southern boundary as well as the history of use in the area by Petersburg fishermen as a couple of reasons the contested area should be in a Petersburg borough. Peterson suggested the city could also, for example, point to its response to emergencies in the area in the past. She wasn't alone in her concern. Newly sworn-in councillor Don Koenigs appreciated Peterson's comments so much that he asked that they be transcribed. Later, he urged the council to take a more active role in speaking for the borough plan in a broader sense. He noted that anti-borough signs had started popping up around town and out the road.
You're seeing more and more signs on the street scattered here and there. Those are individuals that I know, too. And all I'm saying is, how do we educate them? I thought Carrie did a superb job. That's why she said her testimony should be documented as a testimony and transcribed in that manner and passed on. But she hasn't made up her mind. She said so. She said, this is what I feel. You're not, she was addressing us as saying, you're not doing your part.
The council is working to make its case with Gold Belt, Juneau's native corporation, which owns 30,000 acres of land at Hobart Bay within the proposed Petersburg boundaries contested by Juneau. The corporation said in a letter this month to the local boundary commission that it does not want to be in either a Petersburg or a Juneau borough, but may still express a preference. The city council Monday night authorized Councillor Mark Jensen to meet with Gold Belt, and that may happen later this week. But Jensen and Mayor Al Dwyer agreed that the city should do more to get its message out. Both said the schools would see the most benefit from formation of a borough. An increased property tax base would mean a larger local contribution to the school district. Councillor Sue Flint said she had spoken with school superintendent Rob Thomason about the school board getting involved in the borough effort. Thomason was at Monday's council meeting and said he was coming up to speed on what a borough would do for schools.
I've done research with Wrangell School District and the Wrangell Borough folks to find out exactly what was the benefit. The question I continually get asked is, so how many dollars will the borough bring to the school district? I cannot answer that question because it largely depends on the assessed valuation of the included borough. What I can state is that all the indicators that I'm getting is there will be a positive influx of funds to support the schools.
Thomason said he saw no reason not to have a borough, and he believed it was good for the schools.
We talk about fire service and police service. We already educate youngsters who live in the borough. We don't charge them anything extra for coming in from the borough that I'm aware of. I mean, from the borough. I'm already speaking like it's a borough. From the outlying areas. So, as a school district and a school board, we strongly support formation of a borough. And I have to echo what Kari was saying is I was unsure of what leadership role to take.
Thomason noted that the school board operates under city government, so he didn't want to get ahead of the council, but he welcomed the opportunity to get involved. The school board is slated to discuss the borough issue at its regular meeting tonight. Meanwhile, Monday, the city council had a much lengthier discussion about the borough behind closed doors. The council agenda included an executive session with the city's borough attorney to, quote, discuss the status of a potential legal dispute between the city of Petersburg and the city and borough of Juneau relating to conflicting borough expansion. More specifically, according to attorney Jim Brennan, the council planned to talk about a possible negotiated compromise with Juneau. After an hour in executive session, the council briefly resumed the public meeting and, without discussion, voted unanimously to authorize Councillor Jensen to work with Brennan to, quote, explore the issues regarding the borough boundaries. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.